NFL Roundup, Week 9. I'm Dave Ferry. It's not often that the Lions will top the Cowboys for the most interesting Thanksgiving Day game, but it's certainly shaping up to be the case this year. Detroit sits atop the NFC overall standings, and Dallas is in free fall. Correspondent Chuck Freeman watched the Lions' latest win.
On a wet and rainy day, the Lions were unfazed, playing their first outdoor game of the season. They rolled by the Packers 24-14. Lions quarterback Jared Goff was terrific, guiding the team on 18 of 22 passing for 145 yards.
I'm sure the next time we play outdoors, they'll say that this is the second time they've played outdoors, and write a big old story about that again. And we're supposed to be the dome team who, you know, can't play outside. We're supposed to be the team that, you know, can only win one way, and I think we've shown a handful of times we can win in multiple ways. We're chameleons.
The Lions are off to a 7-1 start for the first time in 68 years. They got an interception return from Kirby Joseph right before halftime. That gave them a 17-3 cushion. The Packers, who outgained the Lions, dropped their record to 6-3.
The Cowboys stumbled again in front of the eyes of correspondent Gary McKillips.
Kirk Cousins was on fire, throwing for 3 touchdowns, leading the Atlanta Falcons to a 27-21 victory over the Dallas Cowboys, and upping their NFC South leading record to 6-3. Cousins completed TD strikes to Drake London, Darnell Mooney, and Ray McLeod. Overall, he was 19 of 24 for 222 yards.
Would have loved to have pulled away, but we weren't able to do that as much today. Dallas, you know, stood up tough in the second half.
Bijan Robinson also had a stellar afternoon with 18 carries for 86 yards. Atlanta led 27-13 going into the final 2 minutes of the game when Dallas scored as Cooper Rush, in for Dak Prescott, who sustained a hamstring injury, threw a 4-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Tolbert. An unsuccessful onside kick by Dallas ended the game, leaving the Cowboys at 3-5 on the season.
Above the Cowboys in the NFC East are the Commanders and Eagles, and both add a distance between themselves and Dallas. Correspondent Tom Merriam has details of Washington's latest win.
The Commanders remain in command of the NFC East after beating the Giants 27-22. Washington's 7th win in its last 8 games was led again by Jaden Daniels, who threw 2 touchdown passes and ran for 35 yards. Daniels' 2 scoring passes both went to Terry McLaurin to climax long drives. McLaurin's 2nd TD catch from 18 yards out came with just 6 seconds left in the first half and put the Commanders up 21-7.
It's like he walked that ball to me, because a goal ball against off coverage in the red zone could be a tough route. But he fit that ball right over his helmet, and I looked back up, and it just fell right in my arm.
The Washington defense, meanwhile, held the Giants' offense to -8 yards net passing in the first half.
In Philadelphia, Michael Luongo was on hand to see the Eagles hold off a playoff non-contender.
The Eagles picked up their 4th straight win as they outlasted the Jaguars for a 28-23 win. Saquon Barkley caught 1 touchdown pass and ran for another. Jalen Hurts had 1 touchdown run and threw 2 touchdown passes. One of those, a 25-yard strike to Devontae Smith, that preserved the win that pushed the Birds' record to 6-2.
There's no satisfaction in anything. I'm not satisfied by anything. We had some great moments out there today, but there's more for us to do.
Trevor Lawrence had 2 touchdown runs for Jacksonville in the loss.
About 100 miles south of Philly, Craig Heiss could be seen at the Ravens-Broncos game.
Lamar Jackson threw for 280 yards and 3 touchdowns and had a perfect passer rating for the 4th time in his career as the Ravens manhandled the Broncos 41-10. Jackson hit Zay Flowers twice from 7 yards and 53 yards out. Derrick Henry had scoring touchdown runs of 6 and 7 yards and now has 101 rushing touchdowns for his career, passing Barry Sanders for 10th all time.
I'm thankful, and credit to everybody who's been a part of my career to help me get to this milestone. Barry Sanders is like a running back superhero, so that's very cool, and I don't take it for granted.
Henry also went over the 1,000-yard mark for the season. The Ravens improved to 6-3, while the Broncos fall to 5-4.
Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, Sam Darnold atoned for his 3 turnovers by throwing 3 touchdown passes in the second half of the Vikings' 21-13 downing of the Colts.
I can't turn the ball over the way I did today, first and foremost, but just a resilient group. Our defense played incredible, I thought, most of the game.
Justin Jefferson had 5 catches for 137 yards as the 6-2 Vikings entered a 2-game skid and dropped Indianapolis to 4-5. Joe Burrow had 5 touchdown passes in a game for the 2nd time this season, leading the Bengals 41-24 assault on the Raiders.
We had guys step up today. We had, you know, guys get their first playing time and make their first catches and make some big time plays for us. So you know, I was confident in the guys we had out there.
Mike Gesicki grabbed five Burrow passes for 100 yards and two touchdowns, and Chase Brown had 27 carries for 120 yards. Amid questions about his job security, Tyler Bass drilled a team-record 61-yard field goal with 5 seconds left, sending the Bills past the Dolphins 30-27.
We had a certain line, and it was about a yard outside of the line, but Smiley looked at me, and I was already on the field, told him we wanted it, so he trusted me, and I'm thankful that he trusted me to go out there and do what I do.
Josh Allen had 3 scoring passes for the 7-2 Bills. Justin Herbert threw for 282 yards and a pair of first-half touchdowns, leading the Chargers' air attack in a 27-10 win over the Browns.
A good protection plan, you know, to understand, you know, the looks that we could get on defense, the coverages that we might expect and see, and having a receiver group that is able to communicate and understand, you know, where we're going with the ball. And so when everyone's on the same page, you know, we're able to do things like that.
L.A. intercepted Jameis Winston 3 times, sacked him 6 times, and didn't allow a TD until the final minute, as the Chargers move to 5-3. The Cardinals pace the NFC West by a half game after James Conner ran for 107 yards in their 29-9 decision over the Bears.
Just a full team effort today. You know, offensive line, they were outstanding. All the tight ends was blocking and making plays. Everybody, all the running backs, you know, stepped up and made good plays. So, team effort.
Amari DiMercato had one of Arizona's 3 touchdown runs, going 53 yards into the end zone. The Rams were 26-20 winners over the Seahawks on DeMarcus Robinson's one-handed touchdown grab in overtime.
I was just trying to hold the guy out because he was kind of catching up. Woodland's pretty fast, so he was catching up to the ball because, you know, the ball, it takes a little bit of distance for it to get to me. So he was catching up, so I was like, all right, let me just stick my arm out. He was starting to hold on to my arm, so I only had one arm to try to make a play.
The winning drive came right after Los Angeles stopped Seattle on 4th-and-1 from the Rams 16. Chuba Hubbard ran for 2 touchdowns as the Panthers handed the Saints their 7th consecutive loss, 23-22. Bryce Young led a TD drive just before the 2-minute warning, something that didn't surprise teammate Robert Hunt.
I seen the fire in him last week that he does. He can compete now, and I like the way he competes, and he was with it all day. He was bringing it all day. He's young, man.
And the Titans beat the Patriots 20-17 in overtime as Mason Rudolph was 20 of 33 for 240 yards and 2 scores.
Just needed it. Needed to turn the tide and make work a little more uplifting and happy.
Nick Folt ended it with a 25-yard kick. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.